Okay, truthfully, I like you, Jairus. I like you a lot, but only on a friend level. And honestly, I don't see that changing anytime soon.
Is it my fault?
Not really. It's more about my own standards. I just can't find you attractive. You aren't my type, and physically, I'd feel like I was dating a child.
I see. I don't suppose there is a patch that can change that.
Would you really want a relationship that requires you to be someone else?
At this moment, being someone else is sounding kind of good.
Touché.
I guess I forgot how size can play an influence on things.
Well, it isn't just that, Jairus. I just don't see us as very compatible. We're great friends, just not more. I did that completely wrong. I mean, to be honest, up until a week ago, I thought you were gay. Go figure. Funny that.
You thought I was gay? What made you think that?
Just lots of little things, really. Like your sisters. According to them, you never even seemed to show interest in dating, or girls in general. They sort of assumed you had some kind of crush on Dan while growing up. Not to mention your house. It's huge, but insanely organized. I don't think I've even seen dust the whole time I've been there. It's also neat and alphabetized.
I see.
And all those sweater vests? You have like 1,000 of them. No straight guy would have that many sweater vests.
Okay, I get the point. Thank you very much.
But hey, I guess it doesn't matter because you aren't gay. Because why else would you have feelings for me, right?
Because I'm a moron who assumed that my feelings for you must be based on romantic reasons rather than just friendship because I didn't want to accept the fact I'm gay.
Exactly. So everything is... Oh. Hoo-wee, Fluffy, call the bank. We just hit ourselves a whole new vein of awkward.
Yay!
Well, if you want to talk about it, I'll be glad to hear you out.
I'm not even sure where to begin.
I'm sure it doesn't matter. Just start anywhere. So, you resolved the issues with your parents' souls? I take it Nutmeg got one? Call it a hunch. Starts next weekend.
Well, congrats! Say, how is Jairus? He hasn't been around all week.
He's been in his lab.
Dan? Is that you? Holy nights, it is! What are you doing here?
Oh, who is it, honey? Did Biggs finally send some goons?
No, Mom. Calm down. It's one of my friends.
Your friends? Miranda, what if I told you about inviting guests over at times like these?
What? You haven't told me anything.
Oh, I guess I didn't. Still, this is the worst time for company. Stupid Biggs, he's late! Late, late, late!
Ugh. Don't mind my mom. She gets really stressed out whenever she's bringing Uncle Aleph back from the dead.
Oh, you have got to be kidding me!
Tell me about it. You would think after the first two times she did it...
Huh, speaking of attached, I guess it's a good thing I haven't finished laying out the pit trap.
How so? Are you adding spikes?
Oh no, I already added those. Now you can hit stop.
What? Mom? Mom! What are you doing, Mom? Knock it off!
Seriously, sweetie, if you want me to stop, you need to stop making uglier friends.
This is not a conversation I want to have in front of my friend, Mom!
Honey, do you have the gay?
What is wrong with you? For the last time, I'm not gay!
Mom!
Mom!
Honey, do you have the gay?
What's wrong with you? For the last time, I'm not gay, Mom!
So, how are you doing today, Dan?
Fine, I guess.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, frig, this is awkward. What do I say? Do I apologize? Do I make some sort of excuse? Are Dan and Mom going to break into fighting any second? What should I do?
Oh, Daniel, before we enter, I should let you know we have a strict no shirt, no shoes policy here. You are going to have to remove that shirt.
Oh, right. I do the exact opposite of my mom.
You see, Daniel, I prefer my guys like I prefer my payment plans. Flexible.
Ahem. Mom, for the last time, knock it off. I swear, can you go 6 seconds without embarrassing me?
Ah! I cannot.
Mom! You
know what? Just forget it. Just... I can't even think of what I want to say.
Lorinda? Wait, Lorinda, I'm sorry. I didn't make...
You can stop now.
No!
Okay.
Ugh! Stupid, crazy nag! Can she be any more inconsiderate? I swear, she does it just to aggravate me. Just walk it off, Lorinda. But really, would it kill her to show a little restraint now and then? Now Dan is probably going to think I'm the biggest freak ever. Ugh! I swear, she has no regard for anyone other than... Ah! Move it!
Sorry, Lorinda!
Whatever.
Ugh, stupid, fat, ungrateful cow! Can she be any more considerate? Yay! We are messing up! And we mess up.
Sorry, Dave.
Mom? No. Mom, what's going on? Where's Dan?
I'm not quite sure yet.
You're not... What did you do now?
Nothing, I'm afraid. It seems Daniel has a bit of a grudge with Regina.
Regina? Why would Dan be mad at her?
Well, other than a tray attack just now, I'm just as clueless as you.
So wait, let me get this straight. Dan has a grudge against Uncle Olive and Regina? And Regina? Is there any other relatives of ours he may have a death wish against?
I suppose I could get a family album out and ask him to go through the list. Frankly, I'm so amazed I am not on there. Well, what do you know? He really is an incubus.
Mom, this is serious. We need to help him. You are going to help him, right? Can't you just open the door, Mom? Panic. Constipated. Mom, they're going to kill each other! We have to help them!
Come on, just do the lines!
I can't! You sound constipated when you do that! Oh, Mom, they're gonna kill each other! We have to help them!
You know, family always comes before business.
Dan's my boyfriend.
Yes, I knew it. Well, now that changes things. We better break this up before they break each other.
Ugh. Hang tight, Dan. It will be okay.
Lorinda, it's too dangerous for you. Dark Pegasus, he'll kill you.
Shh, it will be okay.